I'm here today talking with Andrew Fung of Loose Moose Theatre in a continuing series of interviews of company members for some free publicity for the theatre. So we'll start off, Andrew, by asking you, what got you into performing in the first place? How old were you at the time?
I was 16 when I started performing, and I got into it. I was taking a drama at my high school, and they were putting together a theater sports team, and I thought it would be fun, and a lot of my close friends were doing it, so that's how I got involved.
So you're like the second person now that said they started getting into theater sports type activities in school, in high school.
Yeah, like we had a very strong theater program, and I was not a theater drama geek.
Right.
I just liked being outgoing, I liked being active.
Right.
So they people were coming to Loose Moose, and I came to Loose Moose, and I'm like, this just looks fun.
Right.
So I want to try it out.
So you started basically coming to the shows and then thought, this could be fun to do, and became a volunteer, and it went from there, right?
Yeah, I started coming to the shows, it looked fun, did the high school tournament. Our team did really well, and I stuck around.
Right on. How long have you been with Loose Moose now?
I've been with Loose Moose for 9 years.
9 years.
9 years, and it was I guess the difficulty of joining with a group was there was about like 8 of us that joined at the same time.
Right.
And at the time, I felt as if I was the weakest performer out of all of them.
Right.
And for a long period of time, I didn't get picked for any shows. I was like the 8th man on the bench.
Right.
And there was about a year in, I thought, I'm going to just quit. I can't. You know, it was, I was 17. I felt as if like I wasn't getting picked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lost our space, and something happened during that time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When it comes to performing, what inspires you the most? Like, what is it that really drives you to keep up with the performing?
I think the point of me getting better as a performer is when I use inspiration in my life. Like, I think every improviser has inspiration from things they enjoy. For example, I really enjoy pro wrestling.
Right.
So a lot of my characters embody pro wrestling characters.
Right.
The Million Dollar Man is very cocky, chauvinistic, treats people like objects.
Mm-hmm.
The patriotic person, the sleazebag, you know, like I think that really helped me out. And then it was applying what would be fun to be in. I would always love to be a ninja. I love scenes where that are a little more science fiction, more action based.
Mm-hmm.
So I use those bits of inspiration of what I would love to do and bring those on stage.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that you seem to thrive on your character work. You do a lot of solos. You're always bringing the same kinds of characters on stage into scenes, and it's fun to watch.
It started off with me playing my parents.
Right.
And it really just expanded outside of that. And every time I go into a new zone, I try to get really comfortable and expand. So I moved on to doing solo scenes, characters I really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm on a kick of trying to do things I haven't done before, like taking a back seat, having more low status characters,
right.
Being a little more reserved,
yeah.
Using more facial reactions,
yeah.
As opposed to just speaking,
yeah.
Trying to mix up the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your experience, what would you say is one of the hardest things about improvising?
I think the hardest thing about improvising is tuning your instincts to be more right than normal. For example, like if you're in a scene and you have a variety of choices,
mm-hmm.
I think as a younger improviser, a newer improviser, you tend to make choices that are not necessarily the best for stage.
Right.
I think over time, you tweak your instincts to know, you know what, this is what the scene needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being in the moment, but also to think of what else has been talked about or done.
Right.
And what will this decision change in the rest of the scene.
Can you think of an example, let's say, from Friday's maestro performance?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm in a scene with Lindsay. She's my professor. And she says, your test was the same test as a person beside you.
Right.
You have the exact same answers.
Right.
I could have, younger Andrew might have been like, he's cheating off me. Take the blame off me. Where does that go?
Right.
Right? If I blame it on someone else, it's not about us.
No.
I could say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And then it becomes another 30 seconds of me trying to figure it out.
Right.
But at that time, I thought, what inspires me and what would add to the show? And I said, I can read people's minds.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
And I think at that point, it's like, it inspires me because that's cool. That's like X-Men superpower.
Right.
In regards to the show, it had been a very love-heavy show.
Right.
And I thought this would be a good little science fiction twist that the audience wouldn't think was too weird.
Right, mixes things up a bit.
It mixes things up a bit, and then you deal with that.
And it's obviously something that you're familiar with and means a lot to you, resonates with you, so it was easy to fit it in.
Yeah, easy to fit it in, and I also thought, right before I said it, will this inspire the other performer on stage?
Right.
And I thought, you know what, I think it will inspire Lindsay on stage with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did.
It did, it did, yeah, definitely.
It kind of threw her off there for a second,
yeah.
But she finally caught on to it, yeah. So 9 years, and I know this is probably a hard question to answer, but think of some of the real big highlights of your involvement with the company. Just pick one and tell us about it. Something that really stands out.
It would be my first guerrilla show.
Yeah?
My first guerrilla show. I was, before that, I was doing well. I was, you know, like playing maestro and doing really well in maestro, but I think that's not the point. The point is, the point isn't to win or anything. The point is to do well on stage and support your other performers.
Right.
And I felt that when I did my first show on Guerrilla, I felt as if the other improvisers that were there wanted me to be there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be there, and I felt confident enough with my tools to support them and to work with them.
Right.
And for me, it was like being accepted into a group I had always looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
So all these performers, Ken, Rob, Dave, Jamie, yeah, Dennis, yeah. I'd always looked up to them. So to be welcomed in meant a lot to me.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
To come from that kid who felt as if he was the worst improviser out of his group of friends.
And was ready to quit.
Ready to quit, never got picked for stage time. And I appreciate it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't ready to go up there. I needed that. I needed Dennis to not pick me and recognize that and encourage me to go to classes.
Mm-hmm.
So that I let go of my teenage angst and cockiness,
mm-hmm,
and accepted the theory.
Yeah. So what is the key to success in improv, in your opinion?
In my opinion, the key to success is two things. The first one is improv, it's something you gotta do.
Right.
There are individuals who join the theater and they just want to volunteer, and I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think everyone needs something in their life that keeps them happy.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if you're going to truly be an improviser and you want to do well at your craft, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
So do as many shows as you can. Fail as many times as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what helped me. The more times I failed, the more times I thought, you know, I know how I could have done it better.
Right.
And the second thing I think being successful in improv is to apply it and I guess apply it and make it part of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got when I would watch shows, like it wasn't picked, I would watch other improvisers and personally and like inside take that in.
Right.
And be like, when I get on stage, I wanna try what Ken's been doing, the physicality.
Right. Yeah.
And it's the acceptance of those influences.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come in thinking you know the way and this is what I'm going to do.
Right.
Come in ready to learn, and as you learn, evolve what you've learned and create it your own. I took what I watched of them and added my spin on things, what inspires me,
mm-hmm,
to it. So I think that's what really helps be successful.
Somebody recently said to me, being in a show is like being in 10 classes.
Yeah.
It's got the value of 10 classes.
Yeah. Yeah. You can sit as many classes as you want, but until you get into a show and know what it's like and have the adrenaline in you.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, I came into the theater and I turned to Melissa and I said, I'm so exhausted. And then we looked at each other and we're like, just wait till the adrenaline kicks in.
Yeah.
Because that's going to pick you up. And you can't get that in class.
No kidding. No kidding. To close out this interview, Andrew, I'm going to pose the same questions to you as James Lipton from Inside the Actor's Studio poses to his actor guests.
Okay.
I think they're fantastic questions, and they're very simplistic yet reveal a lot about the person being asked. So, Andrew, if you don't mind, what is your favorite word?
Awesome.
What is your least favorite word?
I hate swears.
Okay.
I think that, and I go against the grain with a lot of some improvisers, but I think that there is rarely a need to swear on stage.
Okay. What turns you on?
Things from my childhood. Mm-hmm. Things that I know from my childhood, like wrestling, mm-hmm. ninjas, martial arts,
sci-fi,
those types of things.
What turns you off?
Forest scenes.
Okay. this is probably not going to be your favorite question. Yeah. What is your favorite curse word?
Favorite curse word? I would, I don't think I have one.
Okay.
But it would be, I don't think I have one.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No.
What sound or noise do you love?
I love the screech of like fear, of like just being completely scared and releasing it all out.
Right.
Because I think the way you scream in fear really changes the level of how scared you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
What sound or noise do you hate?
This is not a knock on female improvisers. I think they're great at mm-hmm. what they do.
Yep.
But I hate 16-year-old high-pitched scream.
Okay.
Yeah. I hate the pitchiness speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
what profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
What profession other than my own would I like to attempt?
Like your dream job.
I guess street racer.
Okay.
Street
what
racer.
What profession would you definitely not want to do?
Anything involving danger. So like firefighter, cop.
Yeah.
Like 70s cop I'd love to do.
Right.
But not like real life cop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And last but not least, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You used your life well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Andrew, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, man. Thank you.
Be cool.
Thank you. You too, man.